stuff that we all really want to do, and that's making some music. Could you go ahead and just stand where you are again? Let's talk about finding good singing posture. Put your feet a nice comfortable width apart, right? Have the butt kind of rolled and tucked under so that we don't have a posture that's either scrunched this way or we're leaning back this way. Find it so that you're just nice, straight, and vertical. You should be able to feel no tension on the muscles. If you're kind of scrunched this way, you should feel your muscles kind of being all pushed together. And if you're kind of going this way, you should probably feel some stretch here. We want it so it just feels nice and natural, okay? Get your shoulders rolled back, just like this, and then have your ear holes right over your shoulders, okay? If you got your neck this way and your ear holes are dangling down here, we need to push that back, okay? Great. Now, let's talk about breathing, okay? A lot of us have been told over the years, and it's good advice for a number of reasons. For those of you that took the theory course last month, you've already heard a little bit of this, okay? A lot of us have been told take a really low, deep breath, okay, to prepare yourself for good singing, right? And we all go, and then we sing, right? Okay? Now, the reason why people say take that deep breath is because it takes your larynx, right, and it lowers it. In fact, go ahead and just take a low breath right now. Feel what your Adam's apple does. You should feel it go down this way, right? Hey, now, do a like this. Now, feel what that does to your raises up, right? We've been told take a low, deep breath because it makes the larynx go down. And that means that we're going to have probably no tension in here, and we're going to have a nice, good, warm sound. However, all those years that your choral teachers and things have said, take a big, low, deep breath. Hey, Cody, welcome, my friend. Come on in. I'm going to get you set up with a guest folder here, and then we can worry about all the rest of the stuff later.
Cool.
You got to be, what voice part do you think you want to try?
Well, all the past parts I've done, I've got a tenor.
Perfect. Then hang out right here in this little area, right there. Okay. Yes, take a big, low breath. Well, then, if you hold that breath, do you feel that your muscles here are having to do something to hold back the air? Okay? That's tension we don't want. We only want to take enough air to make it through whatever musical phrase we're doing. So if we go, and then we have to sing pianissimo along phrase like this, you are working these muscles extra hard to pull back the air. Okay, so let's take a big, low, long breath, and then I just want you to sing on an on a piano, kind of volume, dynamic level, and sustain that pitch. Ready? Here we go. Feel what is happening in here so that you don't get loud. Shh, nope, you're getting loud. You see how much work you have to do here? Now, instead of doing all of that big low breath kind of stuff, instead what I want you to do is just let the muscles down here release. And that automatically is going to let the diaphragm lower, and it's going to naturally pull in air, and you don't actually have to gasp for air. We don't even need to hear that you're taking an inhalation. Okay, so instead, just relax the muscle, and now sing quietly. No tension. Take a low breath and sing the same soft. You know your muscles working? We don't want that tension. So instead, that's all we need to do. I don't want to hear before we sing phrases. Don't want to hear the inhalation. Okay? So, knowing that, let's also then talk about, okay, we have two places where sound mostly is going to be developed. There's a lot of formants. They've even talked all the way up to 5, 6 now. Okay? Some of that's a little more theoretical and nebulous. Okay? But we do know the first formant, or the first space where sound happens, is the throat, the windpipe. It's that whole sort of larynx area. Okay? We want that to be nice and extended with no tension right here. That's what we call the first formant. Right? Okay? So, low, lowered larynx, no tension muscle, okay? The second formant now, okay? We've got the vocal folds that kind of are the separation between our first and second formants, okay? Those vocal cords, the vocal folds, that muscle, they vibrate, okay? Without the second formant, your mouth, the oral cavity, there is no such thing as a vowel. It kind of sounds like a, like if you were to take a balloon and let the air out, and it kind of has that squeaky sound, that's basically what your vocal cords are doing. They're just kind of like, making a noise, okay? However, you stick this other cavity on top of it, the second formant, and it creates vowels. It creates sounds that are recognizable, okay? So, the vowels, we need to find, now this is going to get into just a little bit of physics here for just a second, okay? Some acoustic kind of principles, okay? We know know that we got our fundamental pitch, right? And we got our cycles, and they go sort of kind of like this. This is kind of a cycle for the voice, and then it repeats, right? We know that if we're vibrating at 440 cycles per second, we're going to get the A, right? Okay, right there. That's A 440. So if,
up an octave, right?
Okay, but anyway, if we know that we're vibrating 440 times per second, that's going to give us that pitch. Now, because the human voice doesn't just stick there, it's not a perfect instrument like a tuning fork, okay? It's going to have some slight variations, especially if we sing with vibrato. You have a lot of different pitches that are going on in there, right? Okay, now, we can, with the second formant, adjust where all these peaks are so that, number one, we're matching, give us a good blend and intonation, but then also, number two, where we place the peaks and valleys will amplify harmonic tones. Have a seat, because I'm making you stand for too long. Sorry. I got off on a tangent here. Okay. Harmonics. I sing this pitch. It's not one pitch. You are hearing tons of pitches. Okay? You're hearing octaves, all the way up. You're not perceiving it, but they're there. And it's all those different harmonics that are happening at the same time which create timbre. It's why a trumpet sounds like a trumpet. It's why an oboe sounds like an oboe. It's why a voice sounds like a human voice. All the different frequencies that are being amplified determine how our ear interprets those energy signals. Okay? So what we want to do is adjust the shape of our mouth. That would be the tongue, that would be the soft palate, that would be if the tongue is pushing backwards, if it's going forwards, if it's being squashed down. All those things are going to dictate our vowel sounds and will determine if we're going to be singing in tune with one another and that what we sometimes in barbershop call ring, okay? We want to hear all the overtones. We want to hear so many overtones that it sounds 10 times louder and more impressive than what we can really accomplish. It's why you can hear one opera singer over a whole orchestra full of 100 instruments, because they have figured out how to form the vowels so that they're amplifying harmonics that makes it push over the top. Because there's no way that one person can make a sound louder than 100 instruments at the same time. There's no way in physics that that can happen. But when you amplify and really tune in the vowels, then it punches and cuts through. Okay? So that is some of the concept that we need to do. And that's why these warm-ups are so darn important. Because this is a chance for us to get rid of music and rhythm and trying to learn rep. And instead, we can all just focus on listening, try to match our vowels, and get a good sound. Okay? So all of our warm-ups are going to be about breathing, about vowel formation, and intonation. Right? Okay? That's the thing that I'm going to work on most tonight. So now, have a stand. I want you to say the word heat.
Heat.
Yeah. Now, don't give it any extra sort of spin or English or anything, okay? Just go heat, just like you were to say the word.
Heat.
Good. Now, heat.
Heat.
Look at what my mouth does. Maybe I can find something to stand on so everyone can see me. Do we have an extra chair somewhere?
Stand on the piano.
Stand on the piano. Yeah, they would appreciate that. Randy would say, please don't come back. Okay, so watch my mouth. Heat.
Heat.
Look at this kind of smiles formation. Heat.
Heat.
Now go. Heat.
Heat.
Good, excellent. Now, without quite that much manipulation, just go heat.
Heat.
You feel what's happening inside the mouth. Where is the soft palate in the tongue when you say heat? Soft palate is raised up. Tongue should be depressed, not gouging back towards the back of your throat, which is down. Heat.
Heat.
Good. Now we're going to sing on an E vowel. We're going to sing he, and it's just going to go like this. He. One, two, ready.
He.
No, that is this. One, two, ready, and go.
Heat.
Look, this half of the room. One, two, ready, and sing.
Heat.
Good. I'm hearing a little bit of this. Heat. Heat. One, two.
Heat.
This half of the room. One. scale, they didn't allow the soft palate or the tongue to change shape. He, where some of us over here, I heard, he. We changed where the soft palate was, we changed where the resonant was, we changed where our peaks and valleys were, and all of a sudden, we didn't have the nice sparkly overtones that we once had. Everyone together now, one, two, he. Good. Now we're going to do some modulations. Stay on that E though. One, two, same key and go. Yeah, but I heard a lot of us go before the second one. Nope. All you're doing down here is releasing the gut. Let it naturally bring the air in. Back to the first key. Two, again, and go. Bass is on this pitch, Barry's there, leads, centers, and sing on an E valve again. Release down here. Just basses, ready? Not bad. We have a little bit of some fighting waveforms, just a little bit. Ready and go. Let me hear just barrels. Ready and sing. Here, he. Instead of he, I'm hearing a little I in that. He again and go. Good. Together, ready again. Good. Now I want it just a natural volume level. Don't try to control it so it's super, super quiet. Just let it go. Ready and sing. Leads. Yes, you're an octave above the bass. Again, ready and go. Not everyone's agreeing on the E valve. I still hear some I in there. And I'm also getting a little of the tongue pushing it back against the back of the throat. Again, ready and sing. Good. Now, if you release this, we should have none of that scoopy scoopy. That means that we either didn't take a good breath, or we don't have the air moving before the sound starts. Again, okay. Add in the third and the tenor line, all chord. Ready? No. I heard. Again. Good. Those of you that took the theory course, we have a root of the chord, third of the chord, fifth, and then usually we're doubling the root somewhere. What is the loudest pitch? The root, okay? The root of the chord, okay? What is the second loudest? Is it the third or the fifth?
Fifth.
It's the fifth, okay? So in this example, the root of the chord is happening in bass, also in lead. That's most of our volume. Next comes varies with the fifth, and we just need the tenors to be floating up there, up here, to give us the balance that we're looking for. This time, say, oh no.
Oh no.
Feel what's happening inside the mouth. Oh no.
Oh no.
Good. And now say, oh, on your pitch. Oh, 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 oh. Ready, and.
Oh.
Go.
Oh.
soft palate in the very back is coming down, and the tongue is raising up. So these are your teeth. Okay? This is what's happening. Okay? You want a little space between. Hot. Feel that. Say hot.
Hot.
Same chord on an ah. Ready? So, can we go back? I'm going to go to a different sort of pattern now. Let's go this time on Viva. That's going to sound like this. Viva. Remember, that's heat and hot mama. Okay?
Viva, viva.
Oh, sorry.
Viva, viva, viva.
Try it a cappella. One, two, ready, and go.
Viva, viva, viva.
Sometimes we'll use that to get some effects, some sounds that we're after. For right now, though, I want to keep the vowel more just rather than ah. Okay? We're not going to use the nasal cavity, but instead it's just going to be We're resonating right in the middle of the mouth and the soft palate and the tongue raising up in the back. Sing viva again. One, two, again, and go.
Viva, viva, viva.
Neutral. Okay, maybe slightly raised, soft palate.
Viva, viva.
Go back to viva. One, two, again, and go.
Viva, viva, viva.
Okay, now on the descending scale. Do not change the vowel. I can see bodies collapsing, I can see mouths doing this, and that's going to change your sound. You have to work extra hard to keep the soft palate raised. Go back to V-Vaws again. One, two, ready, and go. Okay? want you to use the more you, kind of sound. You, okay? And it goes like this. Ready? key. I think, where's that D?
Yep,
let's go to E. A little bit higher. Together. We're going to string it along. A lot of you know this one. It's one of my favorites. I like to experiment with a whole bunch of stuff on this one. But this is just the word Alleluia repeated over and over and over. And it sounds like this. In fact, for those of you that know this, go ahead and sing it with me. Here we go. Ready? And. One, two, again.
Hallelujah.